Alrighty then. Fun and games, music and chat, 2 hours of random assorted gubbins and stuff. It's the Sunday service. Yes, we've got a name for the show. It's a little bit smutty, but I didn't make it up, so don't blame me. I'll tell you who made it up in a little while. So the Sunday service henceforth commences.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
We're going to have a lot of fun with the puns on that one, aren't we? Yes. So.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday service. You are the congregation.
And I'm in charge, so there. Well, last week I struggled with Trump news. It was a little bit knocked that I couldn't find any decent Trump news because I went to all the trouble of making a jingle for it. But guess what? Yes, there's Trump news. Here comes that jingle. Oh, yes. So, Trump news. Look up on Twitter's Moments for the Trump flowchart. Yes. How one poor comment leads to a flowchart of meh. That's all I'm going to say on that. Look it up. It's on the headlines on Twitter's Moments this morning. Trump did this, then this happened, then that, 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 then that. And it all went a little bit memories vertical. You know, it's Sunday morning when you think, these headphones don't sound right today. I sound a little bit quiet and sort of stuck in the middle. Well, just realised my headphones are only plugged in halfway, so I sort of sounded a little bit like that. And of course, you can't hear me like that, can you? You can't hear me, so I have to push them in. Make sure it's rogered in fully. Speaking of which, this is the Sunday service. Hello, I'm Charlie. It's 17 minutes past 10. Coming up, I'll let you know how the roads and the rails are doing. The roads aren't too bad, but the rails are screwed. That's the headline. Full details in about 7 or 8 minutes. Weather-wise today, not so great. Nice at the moment. Going to be bobbins later. Getting colder. The clocks are changing later on. And, oh, it's...
Hello, winter. We're pleased to see you. Honest.
In the news, we'll talk about mobile phone contracts. Are you being fleeced by your mobile provider for a handset that you mainly use to share pictures of your cat and argue with strangers on the internet with and avoid calls from your mum? Ah, yes.
You as well, then.
So, how much are you being charged for your mobile phone gizmo? Seems that many of us are paying an average of £22 extra a month. Not £22 a month, £22 extra a month. For one of these fancy black or white display thingies that you sort of share cat pictures and baby scans and avoid calls from your family and argue with people on the internet. It seems that customers who do not take out a new contract are paying an average of £22 extra a month. The government waded in and said that mobile firms, get all serious for this, mobile firms needed to inform customers when they had paid for their handsets. In other words, we're too stupid not to realise that we've already paid for the handsets. It's all in that 22,000 word contract that we sign at the start, you know. It's, well, we do it online now, don't we? We scroll through that little box. You know the box. It's about 2 inches high in size 8 Arial font. And you just sort of go, I agree, hashtag whatever. And then they've got you by the short and curlies, haven't they? Nasty. Although Liam Gallagher, not very happy at Harked for his cover versions. Apparently Noel's been doing Champagne Supernova. Well, he wrote it, but obviously Liam sung it. Liam Gallagher is absolutely hilarious on Twitter. He's a little bit fruity in terms of his language at times, but so yeah, parental guidance is advised. Here's one from yesterday. Shall I do the accent? Just heard Dolly's version of Champagne Supernova in Brazil. Somebody needs to have a word. It's really upsetting, as you were. So, people thought, quite naturally, that Dolly was Dolly Parton. Her with the boobies. But no, it's Liam refers to Noel as Dolly. He's not very happy with Dolly's version of Champagne Supernova. But Twitter went absolutely crazy wacky bonkers because everyone was thinking that Dolly Parton somehow covered Champagne Supernova. Which would have been absolutely brilliant, wouldn't it? On Friday evening, I had the pleasure of talking to Paul Humphreys from Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark. They're at the Cliffs Pavilion on Wednesday, the 1st of November. Current album is called The Punishment of Luxury. And their new single from it is called What Have We Done? We'll play that in a second. And I spoke to him in length about digital versus vinyl and downloads and the death of the album and what the current album means, and started by reminding him that they released their debut album in the year I was born.
Next year is actually the 40th anniversary of our very first show. We played Eric's Club in Liverpool in October of 1978, supporting Joy Division of all bands. So next year, yeah, it's our 40th anniversary. I can't believe it. It is a comment on our sort of the sort of materialistic world that we live in at the moment. It's kind of about big corporations, particularly the multinational corporations, feeding us and products that we don't necessarily need. These are the punishments of luxury. I mean, the internet and the digital revolution has been both a blessing and a curse, really, for the music industry. I mean, it's fantastic to have, you know, such, you know, instant access to music, and the availability of music is very, very convenient on the internet. But it's also, as soon as it went into the digital domain, music seemed to lose all value.
See that all the important questions are being answered in the news. Stonehenge builders, when they finally turned up, ate food from as far away as Scotland. So if you wondered what they were, you know, chomping on whilst they were hauling those great big rocks on top of one another, they were having grub shipped in from Scotland. It's obviously the more important question, not sort of scratching your head. Here, how'd you get those on top of that one like that? Obviously, a bit of wild haggis. Putting hairs on their chest. It's like the old Popeye lie, isn't it, with spinach? It was just a bit of a con, really, wasn't it, Popeye? Yeah. I've been playing around with the Phoenix app on my smartphone. And I'm one for technical gubbins and things. I'm the guy around here who sorts out all the cables and buttons and things behind the scenes. And I think it's really cool that there's a little bit of a delay on the stream. So if you're listening on FM, it's pretty much instant. So if I brought an FM radio in and turned the volume up, it'd just screech like a dolphin falling down the stairs. But the stream, because it goes into a computer and gets encoded and sort of goes off somewhere and then comes back again down to your computer, there's about a 15-second delay, which I will demonstrate like this by falling down the stairs. There you go. But the stream, because it goes into a computer and gets encoded and... That's me, like, 15-20 seconds ago.
Again, down to your computer. There's about a 15-second...
And if I leave the phone on the microphone...
Which, I will demonstrate...
It'll just go in a loop, round and round and round and round.
There you go. But the stream, because it goes into a computer and gets...
And eventually, it'll just get mushier and mushier and mushier.
...down to your computer. There's about a 15-second... And if I leave the phone on the microphone...
It does get on your bits after a while, doesn't it? But brilliant. So if you like technology, or you just want to listen... Shut! Be quiet! God, he gets on my nerves, that guy. There we go. Yeah, so if you like technology and fancy a giggle, come into the studio, bring your phone in, hit play on the app, and hold it against the microphone, and it'll be like you're you're in the Twilight Zone or something. It'll screw your brain, that's for sure. I think he's saying bend your will away. At least I think that's what he's singing. It could be something else. It could be a bit painful. Brian Setzer. He was in the Stray Cats, wasn't he? Jump, Jive and Wail at Phoenix 98 FM. So the show's now got a name, which means I've got to get busy with some jingles and have some fun. Sunday Service. Oh, we're going to have some fun with this, aren't we? Right, so I've been Charlie, you've been serviced, and Tony is on the way.